Technology system requirements and specifications. Technology for manufacturing and service provision consists of process technology and information technology, IT. This may include machinery and information processing that help transform materials or process departmental data. For service industries, technology can help transform customers, such as by transforming sales leads into customers or by transforming service requirements into services, such as provision of information, experiences, or actions. The operations process technology strategy provides guidance for those making decisions about how to apply technology, how technology will be used to help operations meet its own performance objectives. The operations strategy must be aligned with the organization's overall business strategy and with the organization's information system architecture, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A model of how the organization operates regarding information. The model considers four factors. 1. Organizational functions. 2. Communication of coordination requirements. 3. Data modeling needs. And 4. Management and control structures. The architecture of the information system should be aligned with and match the architecture of the organization. The requirements and specifications for process technology, or IT, must align with not only strategy and information system architecture, but also with stakeholder requirements found at multiple different organizational levels. Technology and equipment requirements start out broad and become more specific, going from strategic to tactical to operational requirements. Strategic requirements are born from overall company strategy and goals, including strategies for competition and growth. Tactical requirements in manufacturing stem from choices made for the production process. Technology in this area can help drive high utilization rates and enable the utilization of highly trained workers. These requirements can relate to demand management, inventory management, distribution, or any number of other areas. Operational requirements may relate to specific requirements of certain facilities or to the quality requirements for specific processes within manufacturing. Taking an example of an enterprise resources planning ERP system, we can explore the importance of setting requirements and specifications for technology systems. Use of an ERP requires consistency throughout the system. The system must be set up to allow each functional area to access required information, precluding the use of technologies and hardware that do not function consistently with the ERP system in use. Additionally, the organization must generally agree on other decision points, such as when a sale is recognized or when ownership of some given piece of inventory is changed over to a different entity in the organization. For example, a factory location and a warehouse location must agree as to the point at which raw materials from the warehouse that are used in the factory are transferred out of the warehouse inventory system and into the factory inventory system. We look more closely at requirements at the strategic, tactical, and operational levels next. Strategic requirements. Organizations develop technology systems requirements or specifications to support company strategy and goals. The organization's technology requirements need to align with its strategy for competition and growth. For example, if the organization is a low-cost provider, technology solutions will either need to help lower costs by far more than the technology investment cost, or be inexpensive solutions that keep their own capital investment requirements down. If the organization is working to provide differentiation, the technology requirements need to support that differentiation. Other strategic requirements will relate to the organization's priorities related to quality, speed, dependability, flexibility, and cost. Another example of how to set strategic requirements is to determine necessary advanced capabilities and then work backward from there to determine the processes, programs, people skills, and technologies that will enable those capabilities. One tool that can be used to select advanced supply chain capabilities is the Digital Capabilities Model, DCM, for supply networks, which is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A reference model for supply chain professionals to guide the development of digital supply networks. The model is designed in a relational manner to help envision, then build the digitally enabled capabilities required to transform linear supply chains into a set of dynamic networks. The DCM helps translate the supply chain into a holistic network view that focuses on the interconnectedness between its six level one capabilities and the flow of information across these capabilities, as shown in Exhibit 8-22. The DCM is fully compatible with SCORE-DS. Note that because the model is relational, it is best viewed by going to den.a-s-c-n.org. Exhibit 8-22, Digital Capabilities Model for Supply Networks, Tactical Requirements, from a Manufacturing Environment Layout and Type Perspective, Technology and Equipment Requirements need to fit the choices made for the production process. Flexible machines and workers are needed to meet the product variety requirements of work center processes. Heavy capital investment is required for the dedicated and often highly specialized equipment used in line production, assembly line, and mass/continuous production processes. High utilization rates and high volume production runs result in low unit production costs and high production efficiency. In a lean manufacturing organization, high utilization of large machinery is not likely the best path to production efficiency. Here the requirements will be for flexible equipment in terms of the ability to make both fast changeovers and fast layout changes of equipment, such as into new cells. Use of smaller machines tends to be more conducive to lean small batch production, need for quality control, and addition or reduction of capacity in small increments when necessary. Technology that enables maximum utilization of highly trained workers will be another lean technology requirement. Technologies that help cross-train workers or make it easier to do the work with less training will be valued. For example, this could be a system that has a lot of mistake proofing and visual signals built in so that the task is more intuitive. As should be clear, technology requirements can relate to every area discussed in this course, from demand management requirements to reduced lead times and stockouts for better customer satisfaction, to inventory management technology requirements that relate to tracking and controlling the level of inventory and its accuracy, to distribution technology requirements that help partners share information seamlessly, reduce cycle times, and drive net costs down. Operational requirements. Obviously, technology requirements will need to be made a lot more detailed and specific after high-level requirements have been determined. For example, for a manufacturing visibility requirement, requirements for sensors could include environment hardening, accuracy, and precision requirements. Requirements should be specified as SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound.